So today's daf is Erevin daf Mem Gimel. So maybe we'll start from the bottom of Mem Beis Amud Beis. The second line from the bottom, Rav Zeira, my time alomar karaba. So there was a debate regarding the reason why we can be lenient by a boat. Regarding Erev Tchumim, that let's say you are on a boat before Shabbos and it continues to sail, and on Shabbos itself, so everyone agrees that you could walk all throughout the boat. There's a debate regarding some other areas like a sahar or a deer, like an animal pen. So when it comes to that, so there was a debate as to whether you're moved there on Shabbos, and that's outside the tchum, whether you can walk throughout the whole pen, the animal pen. But regarding a boat, you can definitely walk throughout the boat. And Rabbi said the reason is because that since you were surrounded by walls on Friday before Shabbos, so then even if it travels outside the tchum, since you were surrounded by walls, you can walk throughout the entire boat. And Rav Zeira says the reason is because when the boat's going, every time you pick your foot up, so then you're not at your same place. Like let's say theoretically when you go out to the tchum, you only have your dalet amos, but since your dalet amos keeps on changing, so then you don't there's no you never kona you're always kona shvisa with new four amos every time. So you can always go throughout the whole boat because you're always moving. There's always new. Dalet amos. So the Gemara said, what's the difference between them? So we have two different differences. One is, let's say, for example, some of the walls of the boat get ruined, and so it's missing a wall. So according to the first opinion, that when according to Rava's opinion, that wouldn't work. Or can you jump from boat to boat? So in that reason, also, you couldn't say the reason of Rava's. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Zeira, my time alone, Karaba, right? Rabbi Zeira, like Rabbi's reasoning about the reason of the heter to walk around the boat, is because before Shabbos you were by the air of the walls. Amar Lach, Rabbi Zeira could say back to you that mechitzos lavriach maimasius. Maybe the walls are made simply to get the water away, to make sure that the boat wouldn't sink, to protect for the water. But it's not considered. It doesn't make the whole boat like four amos. In other words. Is the walls created for the walls have to be hukaf ladira? They have to be created for living purposes. And maybe they're saying that the walls are simply to protect from the water. That's the rationale. Rabba my temelamar Rav Zeira. Why didn't Rabba like the rationale of Rav Zeira that when the boat is going, so then you're taking your four amos to another four amos. So the Gemara wants to say you're right. Everyone agrees, as long as the boat keeps on going, then everyone agrees you can walk because the boat, takes your four amos. It's like you don't have the same four amos. So the ki pligi bisha'amda, the only debate is a situation where the boat is standing and the boat is not going forward or backward, just standing still. So that's, or stand, whatever, it's not going forward or backward, just staying where it is. So in that case, that's where the debate is. Rav Nachman, Masnisa Nami Daika, Dimalach Lo Pligi, our Mishnah, you can also infer from our Mishnah that when the boat is staying still, when it's not moving, so it's also, I'm sorry, when the boat is moving, they don't argue. Mimai, how do you know? Midiktani, because the Mishnah said the following, Maisa Shibo Plan Darsim. There is a story that the Tanaim came from Plan Darsim. And Vehifligatsvinasabayam and their boat there was a storm and then the boat went out to sea outside the tchum. The Rabban Gamliel Rav Lazar ben Azariah hochu es kula. Rabban Gamliel Rav Lazar ben Azariah they went the distance of the boat because they felt that if you leave Ba'ones in an unavoidable circumstance outside your tchum, so then you can go the whole distance of the boat. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, those Zotzim Arba Amos. They only went. They didn't move from their four Amos of where they were on the boat. Shirotu l'hachmar l'atzman because they wanted to be stringent on themselves. Iyam Rabbi Shlomo b'Amalech lo pligi. If you want to say that our Mishnah that everyone holds that if the boat is moving, nobody argues that you can go the distance of the boat. Heidi Katari Ratsu. Now I understand why the Mishnah says Ratsu, that they want to be strict. Dilma Amda, because maybe they're concerned that maybe the boat will stop suddenly and they won't realize this. And then in that case, they would not be allowed to move out to the four amos. So they were being strict in a case of Mehalecha, so the boat was moving. Alima Pligi, and if you want to say they even argue in a case where the boat's moving, Hai Ratsu Lahachmir, Isurhu, why did it say, oh, they wanted to be stringent? It should say what? That it should say that they actually, that it's an Isur, not simply that it's stringent. Amar Ravashi, Masisi Namideka, from our Mishnah, we can also infer the Katani, because we learn the Mishnah, Svina Duyma Dir Basar, that the boat is similar to a animal pen. Madir Basar Dik V.A. of Svina Namidik V. Just like a pen is standing in its place, also a boat is only in a situation that's similar to a Dir Basar when it's standing in place, but if it's moving, then indeed everyone would agree you're allowed to walk throughout the entire boat. Because you're not kona shvisa in any four amos, because you're constantly leaving those four amos. Amalei Ravacha b'rei d'Rava l'Ravashi. Ravacha b'rei d'Rava said to Ravashi, Hilchasak Ramulio bas Sfina. The halacha is like Ramulio with the boat, that you're allowed to travel the entire distance. The Gemara says Hilchasak Miklal d'Pligi. Since it says halacha, does that mean that there are those who argue? I thought we thought that there's no really debate when it comes to a boat, that Rav Shimon Kiva simply want to be stringent on themselves. So how can you say that it's the halacha like Rav Gamliel, inferring that there is actually a debate? So in really there is a machlokas. Vahatanya Chananya Omer Kolosa Yom Yashu Vidaru Bidvar Halacha. Emesh Yichriya Achi Abba Halacha Rav Gamliel Besvina Halacha Rav Akiva Bidir Vesahar. So indeed, when the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Ashi felt that when the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, they wanted to be strict, so that's talking about a boat that is not movable. And it was taught in the Brisa that Hananya, the son of Rabbi Shimon's brother, said that all day they spent on the boat. They discussed this halacha. And in the evening, Rabbi Yeshua determined that the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, regarding to a movable boat, and halacha is like Rabbi Akiva regarding a pen and a stable. So that's what he's saying, that the Tanaim argue by a boat that is stationary, but a boat that is moving, everyone agrees that you're allowed to walk throughout its distance. But Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva want to be stringent on themselves because of concern that the boat may suddenly not move. By Rabbi Chananya, Rabbi Chananya asks, Yesh tchumim l'mala me'asara, or ain't tchumim l'mala me'asara? Is there a halacha of tchumim more than 10 tefachim off the ground, or maybe not? So what's that case? So he says, Amud gavoa asara v'rachav arba. So let's say you have a pillar or post that is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. And some of it's inside the tchum and some of it outside the tchum. Lo tibay lach. It's not a question. Why? Da'ara samichtahi. Why? Because the post is like solid ground. Even though it's different in height, you would not be allowed to walk in it. So that's like chashuv area itself. So that's like it's like the ground. Ki tibay lach ba'amud gavo asara v'ena rachav arba. We're asking about a case where it's 10 tefachim, because obviously you can't walk on the air. So what are we talking about where it's 10 tefachim off the ground? So we're talking about a post that's 10 tefachim off the ground, but it's not 4 tefachim wide. Okay, so in this case, that's the question. Are you allowed to go outside the tchum? And let's say part of it's inside and part of it's outside the tchum. So inami dekazil bekfitza. Or for example, that you leap in the air above 10 tefachim off the ground. It's pretty difficult to do that. Maybe use a javelin or something. I don't know. Okay, so in any case, lishdach rida bisvida, or there's another way. What about someone's in a boat? That it is, the boat is more than, it's, let's say it's sailing on the surface of the water more than 10 tefachim from the riverbed. So that's also a question. My, what's the halacha? Okay. So, Amarav Hoshaya, Tashma, Kabadir, Maisa, Shabo, Mi Plan, Darsin, Vahiflig, Svinasan, Vayam. The story of the Tanaim, that they're traveling from Plan Darsin, and they reach their destination, and they want to be Kodesh Shvisa. They want to stop there, but all of a sudden, what happens? A storm hits, and it moves, and their boat now goes, and the boat now, set sail on the sea, and so they went outside the Tchum. Rambam ben Azariah traveled throughout the boat, and Rishim Rakiva, they didn't leave. There are four amos, as we saw. So, Shlama Yesh Tchumim, if you want to say that the halacha of Tchumim applies out above 10 Tfachim, Rishim Ratzu, so therefore, now we understand why Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshua want to be stringent on themselves. Because they were concerned that maybe the boat would stop. And there'd be Kovei Shvisa, they'd establish their central place, and they wouldn't be allowed to go outside their Dalai Lamas. But if you want to say that the prohibition of Tchumim doesn't apply higher than 10 Tfachim, then Amai Ratsu. Why do they want to be strict? Even if it would be stopped, they'd be higher than 10 Tfachim off the seabed, the riverbed, and then the halacha of Tchumim would not apply. The Gemara says, "Ki da Amar Rava." The mission must be talking about the case like what Rava was talking about, "Bimalecha's Birkach," where it was moving through swampy water, presumably where the there was not 10 tefachim high. Hachanami, Bimalecha's Birkach. So here also it wasn't more than 10 tefachim high because it was the swampy water. Tashma, come in here. Pamachas. One time, the Tanaim did not enter the port until it got dark. Now they asked, can they leave the boat? And they said, are you allowed to leave the boat? Right? Because they saw that It was, they said that they were within the Tchum before Shabbos. So, if you want to say the reason Yesh Tchum, there's Tchum above 10 Tfachim, Shapir, I understand why they want to clarify if they could move at the onset of Shabbos, if they leave the boat. If you say that there's no prohibition of Tchumim, higher than 10 tefachim, so why they need to clarify if they were inside the tchum at the onset of Shabbos? Kilo hayinu b'socha tchum mayavesh. So let's say they weren't inside the tchum. Who cares? Because they were above 10 tefachim. So what's the difference? So they weren't konesh shvisa at all at the onset of Shabbos, and therefore at the time that they arrived in the city on Shabbos, they were konesh shvisa at that time. And they were, and at that point in time, they were within, I guess, 2,000 tefachim. So they're in the city limits, and therefore they're like the people of the city, and therefore it shouldn't have been a problem. So Rava says, "Bimhalachas birkach." So again, it must be talking about where he was going in the mud. The boat was going in the mud where it wasn't so high. It wasn't higher than 10 tefachim. Tashmahani shav shmaita, the is amra b'tzafra b'shabsa. So there are these seven halachos in the laws of Trefos that I mentioned in Chulin that they were said, that they were said in the morning, on Shabbos morning, in front of Chista in the town of Surah, and close to evening of that Shabbos, Kameh de Rava, these halachos were said in front of Rava, Bepumpadisa. So Man Amarinu, who's the one who said these halachos in the morning in Surah, in the evening in Pumpadisa? Lav Elio Amarinu. Didn't Eliyahu Navi say these halachos? Alma, we see ein tchumim lamala me'asara, because there's no, because how is Eliyahu allowed to violate? I guess he got from Surah to Pumbedisa during the day. How is Eliyahu allowed to do that? How is allowed to go outside the tchum from Surah to Pumbedisa must be that it didn't, he, Eliyahu would not have violated this prohibition. It must be that he had special powers, that he could jump higher than 10 tefachim, so it's not an issue. The Gemara says, lo, Dilma Yosef, Sheda Aminu. Maybe it was not Eliyahu, maybe it was Yosef the demon, who doesn't observe Shabbos, who reported these teachings and brought them to Surah the Pumpadusa. Okay. Tashma, come in here. Hareini Nazir Biyom She Ben David Ba Mutali Shoshiyam Shibosas Biyom Tovim. Let's say someone says, I'm a Nazir on the day that Mashiach of David is coming. You're allowed to drink wine on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why? Because Mashiach does not come on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're not allowed to drink wine during the week, because he might come during the week, and that's a problem. If you say that there is a prohibition of tchumin, then that's why you can drink wine, because he's certainly not going to arrive from outside Shabbos during these days. If you say there's no prohibition of tchumin, why is it permitted to drink wine on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Because maybe he's going to jump, I guess, leap like Eliyahu HaNavi did, I guess. And then he could arrive on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shiny Hazan Norakra, he didn't know Chishel HaNavi, Vala Asa Eliyahu Me'asmo. The Pasuk says that I'm going to send you Eliyahu the prophet before the coming of this day. Since Eliyahu did not come the previous day, the Mashiach will not come today. In other words, what we're saying is that Mashiach is only going to come the day after Eliyahu HaNavi comes. So Yahi b'chol yom v'yom anamali straight, and so every day you should be able to drink wine, because you're good. Because it's only the Mashiach only comes the day after Eliyahu comes. So if Eliyahu doesn't come today, that you can drink wine today, right? The halo asa Eliyahu mesmol, he didn't come yesterday. El aminon. Rather we say that. Sorry, hold on a second. Right, Ella Amridan LeBeistin Agadol Asa. So maybe he came yesterday to the Beistin Gadol, to the High Court by the Lishus Lagazis, and today Mashiach is going to come. Alchanami Leiman LeBeistin Agadol Asa. So maybe even on Shabbos, why don't you say that yesterday he came to the High Court, the Beistin Gadol, and on Friday, and then on Shabbos Mashiach is going to come. So why are you allowed to drink wine if you make this neder? I'm not going to drink wine on the day that Mashiach is going to come. The Gemara says, "Kfar mutach lahev lisro sheliyo ba lo bavei shabbos lo bavei yomim tovim mipnei haTorah." We have a tradition that Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to come on erev Shabbos or erev Yom Tov, because Klal Yisrael are working hard preparing Shabbos and Yom Tov. If Eliyahu comes on that day, they will not be able to. It's going to hinder their preparations for Shabbos and Yom Tov.
Reading what?
Sorry. So certainly, there's no reason. So basically, it's nothing to do with tchumim. So I would have thought, milio lo asa Mashiach nami lo asa. But since Eliyahu doesn't come in Erev Shabbos Erev Yom Tov, so therefore Mashiach is not going to come also in Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the bimale Shabbos alishtere. So maybe you should drink wine. You should be allowed to drink wine on Sunday. I'm sorry, on Erev Shabbos. Right, because we're not concerned that Mashiach is going to come that day as well. In other words, if you you would think that since Eliyahu won't come on Erev Shabbos, so Mashiach also won't come on Erev Shabbos, so maybe the one who makes a neder, I'm not going to drink wine on the day Mashiach comes, maybe he also should be allowed to drink wine, not just on Shabbos, but also on Friday. So the Gemara says, Eliyahu lo asi Mashiach asi. Chev nasi Mashiach kol avadim hem li Yisrael. No, Eliyahu won't come on Friday, but Mashiach would come. I'm sorry. Once Mashiach comes, everyone will be subservient to Klal Yisrael, and they'll do our work first to prepare for Shabbos. Okay. B'chai b'Shabbos lishterei. So you should be able to drink wine on Sunday. Because why? Because if Eliyahu cannot come on Shabbos, so then the Mashiach will not come on Sunday. So leave shem minei dein tchumim. So we can resolve from here that there's no prohibition of tchumim. Yesh tchumim, because if there is a prohibition of tchumim, b'chav b'shava lishterei de loas Eliyahu b'shavas, that on Sunday wine should be permitted, because Eliyahu cannot come on Shabbos. Since wine is forbidden, it must mean that Eliyahu can come on Shabbos, which means ain tchumim. There's no prohibition of tchumim. So Gemara says, "Hani tana sipuki misapkalei yesh tchumim ain tchumim uluchumra." No, really, the Tana is not sure whether there is a prohibition of tchumim above 10 tfachim or not, and therefore he is strict. Okay. In any case, the Gemara wants to say, "Deka emas, deka nadar." So, what day of the week did that person make his nether? That he's not going to have wine on the day he's going to be a nazir on the day Mashiach comes. If you're going to say that he made this nether on one of the days of the week, so cave in the chol line is hechashe shabso mafkele. That once once Nazirus applied, like he says, what? I am hereby a Nazir on the day the Mashiach comes. So let's say he does this on a Tuesday. So what's going to be? On Tuesday, he's a Nazir now. So how could Shabbos uproot the Nazirus? So Ella the Kai Bishabs of a Kanadar. So it must be that what happened? He's standing on Shabbos and he made a nether of Yom Tov Kanadar. Or on Yom Tov, he made the nether on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Only that day is permitted to have wine. So what that means is really when the Gemara is saying that, when the Braisa says that if you make a neder that I'm hereby going to be a Nazir on the day that Mashiach comes, so apparently you make a neder at any possible day that he might come, and once you make the neder, you cannot drink wine. And here's the key, that this starts when? This starts at the, from when you make the neder. So only, if you make the neder on Shabbos, then you won't be a nazir on Shabbos. Make the neder on Thursday or Friday or Wednesday, you're already a nazir, then you will not be able to drink wine on Shabbos. So when we say, you can drink wine on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that's only that first Shabbos and Yom Tov where you made the neder of Nazirus. Okay, the Mishnah says the following: Pamachas lo nichsu lanamol. There's one time where they didn't enter into the port, right? They didn't enter the port until after nightfall, so they were stuck. So they asked Rav Gamliel, "Can we leave the boat?" And he says, "Yeah, they're allowed to," because he saw that they arrived at the city limits before nightfall. Therefore, they could walk throughout the city. So Tana shoferes haisilo the Rav Gamliel. So Rav Gamliel had a tube. And Shayamabi Vitsofa Ba Alpai Mama Biabasha Uchnende Alpai Mama Vayam. And through this tube he would look to see a distance of 2,000 amos on land and also 2,000 amos at sea. So basically he could see exactly 2,000 amos. So between the sea and between the dry land. So once he saw the port in through this tube, he was able to tell that they had arrived inside the Tchum at the onset of Shabbos. Harotza leida kama omkol shel gai. Maybe shofer shem abitba v'yeda kama omkol shel gai. Similarly, if you want to know the depth of a valley, you could also bring a tube and look through it, and you can also know the depth of the valley as well. The same idea. Okay, so not necessarily the tube of Rav Gamliel, but you can use because his only measured 2,000 amos, but you can use a different tube that can sort of could tell you the depth, how far you could see down. So Harotza leida kama govel shel dekel. If you want to see how high a palm tree is, so mode komaso. So what do? You don't want to climb it, right? You can measure your own height and see low, and you can measure the length of your shadow. V'tzel kobaso, and the shadow of the height of the palm tree. And then, v'yeda kamagova shel deko. Through that, you're going to know how tall the palm tree is, since you can tell the difference between your height and your shadow, and through that you can tell the difference between the shadow of the palm tree and its real height. You can compare that. Harotze shelo tishra chayera b'tzel. If you don't want that your if you don't want a wild beast to rest in the shadow of a grave, so then noitz kada be arba amos barba shells bayom. So you insert a reed into the ground at the end of the fourth hour of the day. Like say day begins at 6 day ends at 6, so let's say 10 o'clock. V'yir lehechan silo nota, and you want to see how long does the shade, in what direction does it incline? And then mashap mishapeya v'ola mishapeya v'yored. So you build the matseva, you build the gravestone upwards and downwards until basically there is no shadow at that hour. In other words, if you build the matseva like straight, like a rectangle, like a box in a sense, then there's a shadow, and the wild beasts are like, "Oh, I'm gonna rest under the on the shadow." But if you do it, you measure it in a way, let's say by 10 a.m., that's when the wild beast would come, and then you angle it in a way that there's no shadow, then you won't have wild animals that will come by rest by the shade of the matseva. Nechemia b'reid Rav Chanilai mishachtei shemaitei. So Nechemia b'reid Rav Chanina was like learning Gemara, and he was focused on it. And they went outside the tchum. Amar le'Rav Chisa Rav Nachman. Rav Chisa said to Rav Nachman, Nechemia tamidcha shor b'tzar. Uh-oh. Nechemia, your student is suffering now because he went outside the tchum unintentionally. Now he can only go during 4 hours. Amar lo, Nachman said to Rav Chisa, I say lo, mechitza shel bnei adam. Make for him a mechitza of people. Bikanes, and he can go back into the chum through them. In other words, take a bunch of people that basically they made an Erev Tchumim, so they can go to where he is, and then make them surround him from all sides, and then basically just like right. So basically, one even if you go outside, if you go out to the tchum unintentionally, so Rav Gamliel says that you can walk throughout the whole area if you're surrounded by walls. So since Nechemia can reach the mechitza until the tchum, so he'd be allowed to then go into back into the tchum, and then he's good. Okay, so that was the plan. And as he was bishogeg, left the tchum, so then now you create a mechitza around him, a wall around him, a partition of people, and then basically through that, he can, you know, walk inside the city limits, and he's good to go. So then the Gemara says, so we'll stop here. Okay, so we'll stop here today. This is a nice place to stop, and we'll continue with this, God willing, tomorrow.